Blog Talk Radio.
You're driving too fast, and the music's too loud. It's Pink Floyd again, just 'cause you know I'm sick of them. You got that bite, same place, is reaching for your phone. I know it's her again, she can't leave you alone. She can't leave you alone. I know you're here with me, but you're thinking about what's next. Will you bring me home?
Welcome to another edition of 8 Days with Murph. Today on the show, we welcome super talented singer-songwriter Lauren Weintraub. We'll talk with Lauren about her career, music, and anything she's working on that she can talk about. And folks, we've been talking to Lauren a little bit off air. She is such a sweetheart. So I know you guys are gonna hopefully really enjoy this interview. And as usual, I've got my buddy Craig with me. Hey, Craig.
Hey, Cody from the Sunshine State. How are you doing?
Oh, man, I'm good. How are you?
Pretty good. I just recovered from a mini heart attack that I had 10 minutes ago that luckily I straightened out. And now I'm back ready on cloud nine to interview Lauren.
I'm actually a little jealous of you right now because you're in the Sunshine State, and it's basically, it's been raining off and on all day over here, so.
If it makes you feel any better, it's supposed to rain for the next 3 days here, too, and then it'll probably be sunny there, so trust me, Mother Nature has ways of equaling things out.
True, she does. So, With that being said, let's welcome the incredibly talented Miss Lauren Weintraub to the show. Hey, Lauren, how are you?
Thank you, guys. I'm great. How are you? Thank you so much for having me.
It's an honor,
absolutely.
Lauren. There's one advantage of interviewing you over the phone versus not seeing you in person, where I don't have to show off my smiling ability in pictures. That's...
Hey, you know what?
It's
taking pictures is not easy.
No. It's especially when you're with someone that you really have a lot of respect and admire of, not only as a singer-songwriter, but as a person, Lauren, and you.
Oh, thank you.
You know, I just got to say, before we kick things off, that song that we just heard, maybe my new favorite song ever.
No way. Thank you so much. Oh, my gosh.
It is a jam. I mean, such a jam.
Thank you. Actually, I played every instrument on that track, so there's a fun fact for you.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's pretty awesome, actually. It's pretty cool. So,
it was fun.
I always like to start out from every interview by asking the same two questions. Well, they're not exactly questions, but just kind of introduce yourself and tell the listeners how you got into the music business in the first place.
Yeah, so I'm Lauren. What's up?
Yeah.
I was born in Boston, and I've lived here. I lived here all until the end of high school, and then when it came time to go to college, I started at Belmont in Nashville. But I got into music. I started by doing theater because I'm a triplet. So my mom put us all in like sports. So I tried soccer. I tried t-ball. I tried karate. I tried everything, and I just wasn't that great at sports. So eventually, I started trying dance classes, and my mom put me in voice lessons, which was a great way for me to kind of get out my energy and my creative energy, and I started doing theater, so that's what I did for, like, the first 13, 14 years of my life. I played Annie a bunch of times, and then I got a guitar when I was around 14 and started writing songs, and that's kind of how I've gotten into the songwriting and artistry part of it all.
Well, how long ago did you play Annie?
I think the last time I played Annie, I was a freshman in high school, so it was about, like, 4 years ago.
Oh, wow.
So you're just a creative person all around, aren't you?
I mean, I try not to box myself in. I like to do a lot of different creative stuff when it comes to art, so I would say so, yeah.
I wanted to talk just a second. You've gotten a chance to play a few times. I've watched you play with the Song Suffragettes down in Nashville.
They're amazing.
How did that end up happening? I mean, how did you get hooked up with the Song Suffragettes?
I've known a few of the girls for a long time. Kaylee is actually from Maine, and Lena literally grew up like 20 minutes away from where I live, which is crazy. And when I finally moved to Nashville, they were like, all right, I think it's time to get you up on the stage. And it was super sweet, and I got to play my first show I think back in February, and they were just so kind and nice, and I love the listening room. It's one of my favorite rooms in Nashville.
Had the pleasure of seeing you there at Song Suffragette and to start off CMA Fest week, and you were spectacular.
Thank you. That was a really special show. I'm so glad you were there.
Me too. And I also did get the pleasure to see you in New York, I believe. I forgot the Bitter End.
Yeah,
I forgot the
that was also one of my like favorite shows.
Well, I'm glad that I could attend two of your favorite shows and just not provide your favorite pitches because of my smiling ability. That's all.
You look great.
Oh, thank you.
I think it was the last time you played Songs for Jets. Of course, I watch online pretty much every week. I watch the show feed pretty much every week. But you did a song, and I believe I messaged you on Instagram after that. You did a song that just blew me away.
It was about
somebody's first day in heaven, which was just incredible.
Thank you. Yeah, that song is so, so special. I didn't even really play it out that much. So before the show, I was like, should I play this song? Should I not play this song? Like, I'm still kind of learning the ins and outs of the melodies, and I kind of just decided to go for it, and I'm so glad I did, because that song just means a ton to not only me, but I think a lot of people. Like you said, it did to you, and yeah, that was a really special night for sure.
Yeah, and I told you what the song meant to me, and I love the way that music does that. You know, music is literally, at least to me, it's the best therapy in the world.
I think that's one of the big reasons that I do music. So it's awesome that, you know, the way I'm feeling, I can put in some music and someone else can relate to it. It's one of the most special things in the world, I think.
It's a terrific form of communication.
Mm-hmm.
Not just by vocal cords and through instruments as well.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh, yeah.
So I've got some kind of a fun kind of get-to-know-you questions, if you're okay with it.
Okay, let's do it.
Awesome. And now I know you've only been playing music for about 4 or 5 years, I think you said, but if you could go back and change one thing about your career, would you end up? What would it be?
I think if I could go back, I don't think I would change anything, just because I think all the mistakes I've made along the way, I think that's how I've learned all my lessons. And I'm like, I think all the mistakes I've made and the things I've learned have got me to where I am today. I think the one thing I would change is I would have bought a guitar earlier. And I was kind of like super timid to start writing songs, and once I did, it kind of all poured out, but I guess maybe that's the one thing I would have done, is I would have just started writing, creating my own music instead of singing other people's.
Okay. So another question I had for you, and this is about the music community in Nashville. Is there ever a moment for you, whether you're in a riot or on stage playing, in your life, how is this actually my life right now, you know?
Oh, my gosh, yeah, all the time. I mean, I'm so lucky that I even get to live in Nashville. Like, if you'd asked me 2 years ago, I would have been like, oh, my gosh, yeah, that's a dream if I could live in Nashville. But I was back in Boston. So the fact that I even get to be there and get to go to school there, and I mean, all the opportunities I've had just in the past few months, sometimes I step back and I look at it and I'm like, wow, this is crazy that, you know, I actually get to chase my dream and do all this stuff. So, yes, for sure.
Now, the reason I ask that is because I've been interviewing artists for the past 4 years, about 4 years, And pretty much, there have been a few interviews where I'm just like, is this actually happening right now? Because I'll be honest with you, there's literally nothing that makes me happier than seeing people succeed. And I feel like if this show can play a very, very small part in a artist success. Mm-hmm. I feel like I've more than done my job. So
I totally agree with you there. I think it's awesome that you guys do this. I mean, it gives artists like us a chance to kind of have that outlet and say, hey, what's up? This is me.
Even without the show, I'm glad that I had the opportunity to see you on two occasions. And once I saw you on Periscope at Song Sumpter, the show in February, I knew, realized then that you were very talented and also seemed to be a very good person. And that's why I reached out to you, asking you to be a guest.
So much for reaching out. Yeah, that's awesome.
Yes, and
that's
so
great.
Far... It's been great getting to see you perform live, and getting to talk to you after the show. I won't even discuss photography anymore. That's
it's okay.
You know, the first time I heard you sing live, I was watching on Periscope, obviously. Was that a Song Suffragette show in February?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, this girl's going to be a star. There's no doubt in my mind.
Really? Oh, my gosh. Thank you so much. You don't know how much that means to me. That's crazy.
Yes. I'm hoping you will do another show, Lauren, in New York if you get the chance.
I was actually just talking about setting up another date today. So, yes, in the future.
All right. So there'll be Lauren Weintraub Part 2 in New York City. Yes.
Absolutely.
Yes.
So that brings me to my next question.
All right.
When everything's said and done with your music career, 40, 50 years down the road, and you've won pretty much every major award out there, which is going to happen for you. what kind of impact or legacy do you want to leave on the music industry?
I've actually been thinking about that a lot lately, just because I'm kind of at that point where, like, I'm ready to record music and kind of introduce myself as an artist to the scene. And I think, like, one of the main things I want to do is, I know at least for me, like growing up listening to music, it was the concerts I would go to where I would go home and just like have this absolute feeling of like inspiration and just like feel good in my body. And if I can like have concerts that make people feel that way, and you know, where my music can make them feel something too, then I think I've done my job. 'Cause it's really all about, and I think that's one of the most important things about music and country music. So, yeah, I just want to tell the stories and make people feel something.
In an enjoyable manner, that's important, whether it be a ballad or a up-tempo number.
For sure,
right.
Yeah. You're so right.
And I want to talk again about the a music community there in Nashville. I mean, like I said before, I've been in the radio industry in country music about 4 years, and I only live about 2.5 hours from Nashville. I've got family that lives about 15 minutes outside the city, so I go pretty much every chance I possibly get. As a matter of fact, I'll be there in September. Mm-hmm. As a matter of fact, but I feel like, and I understand that there's sharks in the business. I understand that there's people not necessarily in it for the right reasons, but it seems to me like pretty much everybody in the music business there in Nashville are genuinely good people.
Mhm. I totally agree with that. That's definitely one of the big things I've noticed since moving to Nashville is, like, everyone I meet, I mean, like, 99% of the people I meet just really genuinely care and like want to see you succeed, which is honestly, I think, one of the most special things about Nashville.
You know, and I tend to call Nashville my second home at this point because I've been there so many times.
Uh-huh, yeah. I would call it my second home, too. I've, like, found myself calling it home recently, and it's awesome.
Okay, so something else I had to ask, and this is totally off the music topic completely, but
all right.
This is always a fun question to ask. You're stranded on a deserted island and can only take three things with you. What are you taking?
Oh my gosh! I hope I never get deserted on a stranded island. stranded on island. I would take definitely like music, whatever that means, like an iPhone, record player. I would have music somehow. Probably food, because I can't survive without food. That way I can survive, listen to music. And then what would be the third thing? I would probably bring a guitar so I could write music.
That's important. You need to produce it as well as listen to it. And for food supplement, I recommend that you look for the coconuts on the trees of the island.
That's practical. I mean, okay.
Yes. Live off the land.
Right, exactly. I want to talk a little bit about social media for a second, because as I mentioned earlier, you're pretty prominent on social media at this point. How has social media affected your career thus far?
What I tell people is I love it and I hate it. I love it because I think social media is one of the reasons that I've gotten tons of the opportunities I've been able to have. Like even being on America's Got Talent, I think that kind of came from my social media presence. I think that's how they found me. But it can be hard definitely when like social media is just everything that we are sometimes, and it can be frustrating for sure. But I think if you use it in the right way, it can be a great platform to kind of show people who you are and keep them updated. I think that is one of the coolest things about it. It's definitely a blessing and a curse.
We haven't talked about America's Got Talent yet, so I'm glad you brought that up. What was that process like? I mean, how cool was that to get to be in front of a Simon Cowell, Mel B, Howie Mandel, and the rest of them?
It was crazy. It was insane. I must have been on stage for at least, like, 5 or 10 minutes, but, like, it seems like it went by so fast, just because it was, like, unreal. But, yeah, there were 3,000 people there that day, and they all stood up and clapped when I finished my song. So it was insane. I don't think I've ever performed for that many people ever. And it was just so cool to get that kind of love from 3,000 people. I was like, oh, my gosh.
Trust me. And you know the story? Can I just say, Cody, dear, and Lauren, you know the saying Simon Says? In this case, I'm not listening to Simon Says. You.
Thank you.
You deserve to get to the next round.
You did.
Thank you.
Correct me if I'm wrong, but you did A Shape of You by Ed Sheeran, right?
Yes, I did.
Awesome. But a couple of people we've had on the show have been on The Voice, things like that, American Idol. That had to be one of the best things best things career-wise that's ever happened to you?
Yeah, for sure. It was definitely like when it all started coming true and they were like, here are your flights, here's a date. You know, I was like, oh my gosh, this is actually happening. And it was definitely just like a piece of validation because we got there and they were like, only 1% of the people who auditioned this year got to come out here and be filmed for TV. So it was definitely a moment of like, okay, you know what, no matter what happens, I must be doing something right, you know?
Right.
That was great.
But I've got to say I'm proud of you for that.
Thank you. Thank you, Cody. Thank you.
Okay, so I know you're obviously a creative person. So what inspires or motivates you?
I feel like I get inspired from so many random things every day. I think it's definitely important to create, but also if you're creating too much and not putting stuff back in, you can kind of get burnt out. So I like to honestly just like hang out with my friends and go on adventures and eat ice cream and just do normal, you know, teenager stuff to kind of recharge. But yeah, I love reading. I find a lot of inspiration in like movies and books and my own life, just kind of, you know, taking a look around and paying attention to the world, that kind of stuff.
And I love what you said about recharging and taking time for yourself because I'll be honest with you, in the industries that we're both in, and me being in radio
mm-hmm.
and you being in country music, I mean it's
mm-hmm.
it sort of feels like you're being pulled in 20 different directions, doesn't it?
Oh yeah, absolutely. I think that's one of the most important things. If you don't, you know, recharge yourself, you're gonna get very tired and upset. And I think it's really important.
I wanted to ask you, Lauren. After you recharge yourself this summer, are you
mm-hmm.
you'll be going back to Belmont for your, I think, was it your sophomore year or your junior year?
Yep, I'll be going back in the middle of August for my sophomore year. Yep.
Well, and I hope, and I'm sure you'll get to play more song suffragette shows and more shows in Nashville as well as Beantown and the Big Apple.
I know, that's the goal. The goal is to keep the shows flowing in Boston, New York, Nashville. That's the goal.
So I know you mentioned the listening room as one of your favorite places to play in Nashville. What are some of your other favorite places around town?
Oh, gosh. It's hard because sometimes I want to go to my friend's shows and I can't get in yet because I'm not 21. But I love playing at the listening room. I love playing at, I don't know if you've been to Alley Taps, but it's this really cool venue. Yeah, I love Alley Taps. It kind of feels like
I just saw Jordan Stoddard and Lexi Lauren perform right after I saw you at Song Suffragette.
Oh, it's awesome. Yeah, it's just like a really cool vibe in there.
Oh, I like the hot dogs there. No, I'm just kidding.
Oh, my gosh. I've never even tried the food there because I'm always, like, performing. I should try the hot dogs. Well.
Well, maybe, but then maybe it's a blessing in disguise you haven't. I'm just kidding.
Oh, man. My top three favorite places in Nashville that I have to stop in at pretty much every time I'm there are,
mm-hmm.
of course, the listener room. Of course, I love that place. The Wild Horse.
Mm-hmm.
I was just there in May, actually, at the Wild Horse. I was
awesome.
Filming for an award show. So.
Oh, yeah, that's awesome. My gosh. Great.
It was the 5th Annual National Universe Awards. And
okay, yeah, that's what
and I don't know if you saw.
That's awesome. Weren't you guys?
I don't know if you saw. We were in the first round. See, there's two rounds. The first round's kind of like a pre-nomination kind of thing.
Uh-huh.
Then they whittle it down to the final nominees based on fan votes or whatever, you know. And in the first round, me and Craig both were nominated with the likes of Stormy Warren, Betsy Stina, Bobby Bones, which is crazy to me.
Mhm.
That if I lost 30, 40 pounds and maybe 10 years, 15 years in age, I'd look just like Bobby Bones. I have the hairstyle and the glasses.
That is so amazing that you guys were nominated alongside those people. Like,
well, thank you. Next year, I would definitely nominate you for the next year's National Universe Awards.
Yes, absolutely.
Oh. Wow, thank you.
You know, I'm gonna be totally honest and real with you, Lauren. That nomination was validating. I mean, it was. I think they kind of validated us in the country music press.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, it's kind of just like ABT was for me. You know, it's like I'm doing something right. You know.
Right. I mean, and for the first maybe. See, for the first 2 years of the show, I've been doing this for the past 6 years, since 2012.
Mm-hmm.
So from 2012 through the first part of 2014, I covered another industry. And that just wasn't my passion. I mean, music is my passion. So, so when I switched industries, I had all these thoughts going, like, would the show be accepted by country music? Would it be accepted by the listeners? Would it be accepted by the artists? I mean, you know, because I need blood coming into the game here. When you've got people like Cody Allen, Katie Cook, who have been doing this for 20 plus years of their lives. I mean. And then you've got little old me over here, fresh young blood over here, you know, and I'm like, would we even be accepted? Mm-hmm. And when I got that nomination, I'm like, yep, we've been accepted into the family.
Mhm. You have, and that is amazing. Amazing.
Oh.
So great.
Couple more questions for you, then I think we're gonna wrap things up.
All right.
Okay. Whether it's in your personal life or professional life, what's the best advice you've ever been given?
Oh my gosh, that's so hard. I'll give you both. I think in my professional life, the best advice I've been given, and I didn't always listen to, but I think it's the best advice, is to just do your own thing and literally not, you know, try to be anything other than what you uniquely are, because it's just so important to kind of like have your own lane and have what you want to say. And I think it can be easy to kind of be like, oh, but everyone else is doing this, I have to do this. But that's definitely the best advice I've ever been given, is to kind of just be yourself. And personally, I would just go back to all that stuff about, you know, taking time for yourself and, you know, just like chilling for like 10 to 30 minutes a day to make sure that like you're chill and calm and ready to keep moving.
That's awesome. Okay. Let me see if there's anything I've got for you. Oh, I haven't asked this question in a long time. And this question comes from my friends over at the CN chat, who are some of the best people I've ever met. If you could pick one celebrity to narrate the story of your life, who would it be?
To narrate the story of my life. Oh, my gosh. That is so difficult. Well, I mean, I'm just going to say Lori McKenna because she's my, like, celebrity hero. So I'm obsessed with her. So there you go.
That's awesome. Now for me, and let's be honest, Morgan Freeman makes everything pretty much exponentially more awesome. Let's be completely honest here.
He came to mind when you said that. Yeah, Morgan Freeman. He does. He really does.
Yes. I can see him right now. Tony Murphy had his own radio show and just celebrated his 8th year anniversary. The man was spectacular
at
promoting independent artists.
Oh, man, this is falling off the rails quickly here. Oh, man. Did you have anything else for her, Craig?
Yes, I do. Miss Weintraub, I'd like to ask, what are the venues that you would be interested in playing in the next year or two? I mean, what are the venues that you would want to play, not just actually currently, but before your music career is over? What are your dream venues to perform?
Well, I kind of grew up going to see concerts at the House of Blues Boston, so playing there would kind of bring a very full circle moment. Also Fenway Park, because they do concerts there now. But I was just telling my mom the other day, Red Rocks would be a dream. Madison Square Garden. And then I kind of want to do like a living room tour one day and just play shows to like 20 to 30 people. And I just love those kind of small shows too. So big and small, you know, all around.
You mean like house concerts?
Yeah.
Lauren, I'm actually having a house concert in August with some performers. Three of them are coming from Nashville. If I have one in 2019, I would love to have you among the performers if the details can be worked out.
Let's do it. That's awesome.
What's coming up for you? I know you're off. I know you're out of school this summer. So what are the plans? Festivals or what shows are you playing this summer?
I'm doing a lot of shows around Boston this summer, street performing and some venue shows. But when I get back to Nashville, I kind of want to just keep writing. I kind of want to make a project soon, whether it be like a mini record or a record. And kind of just starting to put my music out because I think there's a lot of it I've written that people haven't heard. And just, you know, keep hustling and meeting people and making friends and all that good stuff.
Hey, listen, we will be more than happy to play any of your stuff on the show anytime.
Oh, thank you so much. Thank you. That's awesome.
Absolutely. Every Friday, I host a countdown show every Friday. I'm sure you've probably seen the tweets and the Instagram posts, but...
Yeah.
But, like I said, I'm more than happy to play your stuff and promote it anytime.
That would be amazing. Thank you so much. Thank you.
A last question I've got for you, then I think we're going to wrap things up.
All right.
Is there anything that we haven't covered today that you'd like to talk about?
We really did cover most of it. I think we did pretty good, honestly. Like, I'm trying to think, and I can't think of anything.
Awesome. So
I think we did good.
Unless Greg's got anything for you, I wanted to thank you for taking over 30 minutes of your time to come on out and do this with us.
No, thank
yes.
you.
I have one more question for Lauren.
All right, what is it? Hit me.
All right. Well, I am going to hit you that next time when I come to a show, you shouldn't be so worried about your performance, but worried that, you might have to take a picture with Craig two or three times in order to get it right for smiling purposes.
I'm not worried. Don't worry. I tell the same thing to people sometimes. I'm like, no, we got to do that again. So I get it. I feel you. I relate.
Super. But promise, awesome. I'll practice. I'll practice my smiling. I'm kidding.
I thank you again for doing this. This has been so much fun.
This has been so much fun. Thank you guys so much.
Absolutely. You know, and before we let you go, I meant what I said earlier. I mean, to be as young as you are, and to have the voice you do, you are a star.
Thank you so much. Thank you. Thank you.
LGT, absolutely. Lauren's got talent. That's just a funny way of saying.
That is awesome.
I think we're gonna let you go and let you get back to your evening, but you've got a open invitation back to the show anytime you want to come back on.
Thank you so much. I would love that. Thank you.
Yes, absolutely.
All right, I'll talk to you later.
Let's do this again in the future.
All right.
Yes, absolutely.
So good to catch up with you guys, all right?
It's been, yes, same here.
All right, I'll see you guys soon.
See you soon.
Bye. That was so much fun.
It was.
That girl is awesome. That girl is awesome.
Yes. She is fantastic.
Yes, she is. So, in the next couple of minutes we've got, buddy, we have a pretty big interview coming up on Saturday, don't we?
Yes, Miss Katie Cook, a CMT.
I'm still...
And honestly, I don't know where I'm going to be to participate in the interview. The flight at my airport leaves 8:30, and I'll be on my way driving to the airport, so I might have to scramble for this one.
I'm still not believing this is going to happen. I mean... It's Katie Cook, for crying out loud, you know.
I know. Trust, it's Katie, which is why I'm going to really try to find a way.
It's Katie Cook, for crying out loud. I mean, this woman has been in the country music industry since 2001. And she's hosted or co-hosted the Top 20 Countdown since then. And it's just like, wow.
Trust me, this is a one of a kind interview. This type of interview,
yes,
we don't get that often.
So, I also wanted to tell you, pretty much ever since our Y'all Friday interview, I have been, for some reason, so excited for these interviews, it's just not even funny.
Real, you mean you have a lot of people approaching you?
And I mean, I've just been personally just so excited, and I cannot wait to talk to the next person.
You know, that interview like really put us on another level in terms of how we are. I do think that. We're getting more listeners for the show, and it's definitely more people are recognizing it, and I think it's definitely showing
up. We are up to 800 listeners away from 10,000.
How many listeners do we have?
800 listeners away from 10,000.
Well, 9,200 is a huge accomplishment.
That's just crazy. I mean, I checked the numbers the other day, and I was like, wait, what is happening right now, you know?
What is happening right now is I think people are finally, more and more people are listening to the show. And I hope that this continues.
Right.
And certainly having interviewed Betsy Spina last week and interviewing Katie this Saturday is certainly a good place in the start.
Yep. Well, I think I'm going to let you go and let you get back to sunny Florida. So I'll.
And I'll let you get back to rainy Tennessee.
I'll talk to you later.
Talk to you later, dude.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Well, I hope you guys enjoyed our interview with the lovely Miss Lauren Weintraub. Like Craig said earlier, Saturday at 4:30 Central, we have CMT's Katie Cook joining us. So I think with that, I think I'm going to end the episode right here. You've been listening to Weekdays with Murph. Thank you and goodbye.